Luke 12, 13 to 21, if you would like to read it, is on page 1044 in the Church Bibles. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Jesus replied, Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you? Then he said to them, Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. And he told them in this parable, The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this very night of your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God.
So it is when a person stores up treasure for themselves in the place of making themselves rich in the sight of God. This treasure that we're hearing about refers to faith, not physical treasure such as gold, money, or the like. So if we store up our own faith within us and keep it to ourselves, tightly guarded, not wanting to share it with others, have we really got what it means in the gospel? Do we understand the bit about the good news, where the good news compels us to go out to share the good news with others? So if you're a younger person in church, and I can see we've got a good few younger ones in church today, just imagine in your homes, in your mind's eye, just imagine with your brothers and sisters and those around you, if they wanted what you really like the most. So if you've got a favourite top that you like wearing and you do not want to share it with your sisters, you jealously guard it and hold on to it. Or if you've got a PlayStation or the like, and you really do not want to share the controller with your brother or sister, you are holding on to what you want. It's the same also if we're a little bit older and we've got the television on or Netflix or whatever we're watching and we're hogging the whole lot and we're not wanting anyone else to watch what they want to watch. Faith cannot be just held within us because, like those images we've just heard about, we're not called to be like that. We're called to reach out. We're called to give, we're called to spread the good news. Jesus today is surrounded by the crowds. They're pushing in on the sides and they're throwing questions at him left, right and center. Why? Because he's becoming, in young person speak, well famous at this stage. He is well famous. They want to see who this prophet is, who is going towards Jerusalem. And they want to throw the most difficult questions at him, like settling legal questions about inheritance. If you've ever had to deal with a loved one's estate once they've died, you know how unpleasant this is. Families row, can row and argue and fall out about money. Distant relatives appear that you've never seen before, and they tell you how important they were to this person's life. The best you can do is hold your tongue. So you see that Jesus, as the prophet, the wise man, is being brought into this where his audience wants answers to his questions. When we look at the church, and I mean the church, the bigger picture church, Church of England, the whole church, we can become sometimes a little bit fatigued by the lack of love that we see around us. And sometimes it's about money. We can fall out about money. Clergy can become quite depressed And I see as Area Dean, parishes that are poorer, that clergy and PCCs and laity are worried about where the income comes in, how they can support what they're doing to keep that mission alive where the parish is. So parishes generally, on the whole, are not happy to pay what's called their share, the parish share. But when we think about this, when we pay our parish share, and in the Diocese of Southwark, we commit what we do, our pledges, and our pledges are almost 100%, which is amazing. What you're doing is you're allowing faith to be in that community. You're allowing faith to go outside these doors where we can minister and we can go out into the areas around us with that love in our hearts to reach out, to serve. The gospel today is a sobering reminder that we need to keep this sharing going, that we need to keep inviting people in, that we're not a VIP club just for ourselves, sharing, keeping our own faith and not sharing it with others. Are our hearts outward looking? Are we able to look around us? And we clergy cannot do it without you laity. Ministry is both for the lay and for the ordained. And that's what makes the Church of England quite a powerful and wonderful St. Paul says we need to put aside things that distract us and focus on our master. Who is the one that can actually say, yes, you can share my PlayStation 5 game, yes, you can have my favourite top, yes, you can have the last slice of cake. Father Michael does not share cake. Sometimes in the everyday, we need to look at what is real. And when you get those call-outs as a chaplain, you know exactly what's real with life then. And yes, when we turn on our TVs, we can see what is very real as well. We can see the suffering. We can see the pain. Whether it's climate change, whether it's war, we can see the suffering in the world. Our hearts are broken to think about what's going on in the Holy Land, in Ukraine, Sudan, and all war-torn regions. We then look locally around us in East Lewisham. Look at how many homeless are on our streets again. Walk down Lewisham High Street. I counted 10 yesterday. And you see the addiction to gambling, to alcohol, to drugs and the like. You can see why Paul is saying we need to put aside all things like that and look towards Christ. One of the questions I ask myself a lot is, why have we got so many casinos in Lewisham? Jesus finishes this parable about the rich man and says, but God said to him, fool, this very night the demand will be met for your soul, and this hoard of yours, whose will it be then? So it is when a person stores up treasure for themselves in the place of making themselves rich in the sight of God. So the real question we're asking ourselves this morning is, what is that treasure in us? We know it's faith. You can't take money with you when you die, no matter how hard you try. The real treasure is love. The real treasure is that we've been given all of this through our baptism, and that to love is to have life and to know that you are loved. To be grateful for the small miracles you see around you with friends and family, with children, with health. You could also be thinking too, how long are the summer holidays and they've only just started. We find love in our hearts as a family to keep us going. And as Cherry so beautifully led us in the confession to the greatest commandment, that's our focus. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So let us love in the right way. Let us give ourselves a break from time to time of the hurts we've done to ourselves and to others, and to encourage all to know the love of the Father in heaven, where we are bound, created out of love, returned to love.